Off the Ball Daily,
a home for your favorite podcasts from Off the Ball.
Boy, the European team is long hitters as well. Might be the best European team that they've ever brought to America. I mean, how do you beat like Oberg and Hovland as a pairing?
Subscribe to the Off the Ball Daily podcast feed right now.
Football Daily
on Off the Ball,
brought to you by the Big Brother Big Sister program, proudly supported by Toyota.
Welcome along to Thursday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up today, we'll look back at draws for Celtic and Forest in the Europa League last night. We look ahead to tonight's games with Aston Villa hoping to pick up a first win of the season. William Saliba commits his future to Arsenal, and Wayne Rooney reveals he would have been dead if it wasn't for his wife Colleen. First two events last night, and halftime substitute Kelechi Iheanacho put Celtic ahead in Belgrade before the Scottish champions had to settle for a point against Red Star in their opening game in the Europa League. Former Stoke, West Ham and Inter forward Marko Arnautović equalised for the home side. Brendan Rodgers told TNT Sports after the game, a point away from home in Serbia was a good start.
Yeah, listen, you come to here to a team that's obviously won all of the domestic games, 7 out of 7. I think coming to Belgrade is always a tough game. So we had opportunities in the second half in particular. But we showed great resilience tonight and showed moments of quality to arrive in. And Kelso's goal was absolutely outstanding. And we had other moments in the second half. I still want to be a little bit more proactive in the game. But overall, it was a nice first step for us in the competition.
Ireland international Evan Ferguson came off the bench in the second half of Roma's 2-1 win away to Nice. Ferguson, who joined Roma on loan from Brighton in the summer, has started three of their opening four Serie A fixtures this season, including Sunday's Rome derby win over Lazio. But the 20-year-old from Meath is yet to score. Ukraine international Artem Dobvik started up front instead of Ferguson last night. Nottingham Forest's first European match in 29 years ended in a 2-2 draw away to Real Betis. Two first-half goals from summer signing Igor Jesus had Forest ahead, but former Manchester United winger Anthony's late strike earned a point for the hosts. Ange Postecoglou said he was disappointed they couldn't hold on for the win.
I never felt really threatened by them. It's not like they peppered our goal or Matt's had a lot of saves to make. But again, I just felt we were a little bit wasteful when we got the ball. We had some really good openings just to finish the game off, lacked a bit of calmness and composure, and it's the nature of football.
Tonight, Aston Villa boss Unai Emery is hoping that they end their poor run of results. Villa, who are yet to win a game this season, host Italian side Bologna, who have two wins and two losses in Serie A this season, leaving them 11th in the table. Emery says it's the perfect time for his team to put things right.
We have to try to use the experiences that we are having or the matches we are playing to try to correct things to do better for the next one.
Villa played Bologna in the Champions League last season, but Villa centre-half Ezri Konsa says this competition is an important one for the club.
It's a competition we want to win. I think any team that's in the competition want to win it. So for us, look, we're going to take it game by game. We obviously know the boss's record in Europa League. Look, we are contenders, we know that. There is pressure, but you know, as players, we have to deal with pressure every week. So you know, it's nothing new.
Rangers boss Russell Martin says he's enjoying the pressure of trying to get their season back on track. Rangers are yet to win in the Scottish Premiership and begin their Europa League campaign tonight with a clash against Genk at Ibrox.
The amount of growth that can come from this and this difficult period and learning could be huge. It could be brilliant for everyone and myself included. So we just have to keep working, do what we believe in and trust that then the outcome will be positive.
Robbie Keane's Ferencváros are also in action. They take on Czech side Victoria Plzeňa in Budapest. Keane took charge of the Hungarian champions in January of this year and feels even though there's been a big turnover of players, he's putting his stamp on the team.
I think in a better way, yes, of course, because I had more time to spend with the guys. But then on the other hand, you would say we brought a lot of players in. We brought a lot of new players in. So that sometimes takes time to really gel. That's normal for anything. If you look at, say, Toon, you got Kadu, you got Callum who's come in, you got Jonathan, you got Gruber, really, who's a new player, you would say, because, yes, he's been here, but in terms of playing a lot. So there's still a lot of new players, so it does take a little bit of time to kind of get them to really understand, but I think they are. I think they're understanding. I think the squad as a whole is definitely stronger this year than last year.
Football Daily on Off the Ball is brought to you by the Big Brother Big Sister programme, proudly supported by Toyota. William Saliba is set to sign a new long-term contract with Arsenal. The 24-year-old France international is in the final 2 years of his current deal and has been linked with a move to Real Madrid. The Athletic is reporting the news will be confirmed in the coming days. Saliba has been at Arsenal since 2019. During that time, he's had loan spells with Saint-Étienne, Nice and Marseille. Arsenal are also working on a new deal for Bukayo Saka, who's also expected to extend. Saliba and Saka both started for Arsenal last night in their 2-0 win away to Port Vale in the third round of the League Cup. Eberechi Eze got his first goal for the club, but manager Mikel Arteta wasn't entirely pleased with the performance.
Well, that's what he's here for, to win football matches and to generate the impact, especially in the last 25-30 minutes, with the creativity and the threat that he has. And he should have scored another two, I think.
Elsewhere in the EFL Cup last night, holders Newcastle beat Bradford 4-1 at St James's Park to advance. Eddie Howe was pleased to avoid a potential upset.
Really happy with the attitude of the group. I thought we were, very good today. I think we needed a little bit of patience at the start of the game just to feel our way into it. And then once we did and he scored the goals, I thought it was a top performance.
Manchester City won 2-0 away to Huddersfield. Former Liverpool and Leicester striker Emil Heskey's two sons both made their debuts off the bench in the second half. Calvin Phillips appeared for the first time in a City jersey in almost 2 years. Manager Pep Guardiola said his City side put in a professional performance.
Always is tricky, you know, away in a... They changed the shape, they play five in the back, but we had to improve in some questions of the build-up, but we did really, really well in general. Our dedication and aggressivity, and we're in the next round. It's good.
Tottenham are 3-0 winners over Doncaster Rovers in North London. Spurs boss Thomas Frank said he was happy for his side to progress to the next round.
We all have the experience of the Carabao Cup, of how difficult it can be sometimes, and go through 3-0 win, clean sheet, job done, in the hat, ready for the next round, I think is very, very good.
The draw for the fourth round was made after last night's games. Premier League champions Liverpool will play FA Cup holders Crystal Palace at Anfield. Holders Newcastle will be at home to Tottenham. Arsenal, who haven't won the competition since 1993, face Brighton. Grimsby Town, the only League Two side left in the competition, and the side that beat Manchester United, get another home tie against Premier League Brentford. And with three Welsh sides in the last 16 for the first time, probably no surprise that there'd be an all-Welsh clash. Wrexham will host Cardiff City. 2013 winner Swansea will face Manchester City. It'll be the first meeting between Wrexham and Cardiff since 2002. Last night, Julian Alvarez scored a hat-trick for Atletico Madrid, who beat Rayo Vallecano 3-2 to pick up just a second La Liga win of the season. Diego Simeone's side are up to ninth in the table. Pressure's been building on the Atletico boss, who has won two league titles in almost 14 years in charge. Alvarez scored 29 goals in all competitions in his first season for Atletico. He's 4 in 6 games this season. Atletico host rivals and league leaders Real Madrid this Saturday at 3:15. Real Sociedad were 1-0 winners over Mallorca, and Getafe were held to a 1-1 draw by Alaves. Tonight, Barcelona go to newly promoted Real Oviedo, who have a 40-year-old Santi Cazorla in their squad. Liverpool defender Giovanni Leone is facing a long spell on the sidelines after sustaining an anterior cruciate ligament injury. The worst-case scenario was confirmed yesterday for the Italian teenager. The 18-year-old sustained the left knee injury in Liverpool's 2-1 win over Southampton on Tuesday in the League Cup as he made a challenge on the touchline. He went to ground straight away and was visibly in pain before he was taken off on a stretcher in the 81st minute and replaced by Milos Kerkez. Leone posted a message on social media to say he'll give everything he can to get back playing as soon as possible. The injury leaves Liverpool with only three recognised centre-backs: club captain Virgil van Dijk, Ibrahima Konate and Joe Gomez. A deal for Crystal Palace captain Mark Gahey collapsed on deadline day. Andy Robertson and Wataru Endo could be asked to fill a gap over the next few months. Liverpool play Palace this Saturday at Selhurst Park, a game that Hugo Ekitike will miss due to suspension. And finally, Wayne Rooney's revealed he'd be dead if it wasn't for his wife Colleen. The former England, Manchester United and Everton striker has opened up about struggling massively with alcohol. Speaking to the Rio Ferdinand Presents podcast, the 39-year-old says he'd go on 2-day sessions using eye drops and chewing gum to hide the effects during training, and he's praised the support of his wife Colleen.
She's seen it very early on and she's controlled that. Well, not controlled, but helped me control that massively. And I honestly believe if she went dead, I'd be dead.
That's about all we have time for in today's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. I'll be back with more tomorrow.
Football Daily.
On Off the Ball.
Brought to you by the Big Brother Big Sister programme. Proudly supported by Toyota.
To
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.